ever say this? My phone can do what? Yeah, that's what happens if you spend some time fiddling around. You find all sorts of features you never knew you had on your smartphone. And with us to discuss those surprises and more, digital and social media strategy expert Scott Klamberg. Scott, good morning. This tech hiding in plain sight isn't just on our phones. It's all over, isn't it?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. And there's a lot that people don't know. And I mean, that's because we're creatures of habit, right? We get used to routines. We stick with things because they're familiar and they work. And most of us only use a fraction of what's possible. And if you think of our tech, whether it's phone, smartwatch, tablet, or computer, almost like a Swiss Army knife, there could be hundreds of things that are there, but you never explore. And when we don't explore, we miss out on the cool stuff, or perhaps stuff that could make our lives easier.
Yeah. Give us an example, Scott. What's something people can do that might surprise them?
Yeah, sure. Let's start with a fun one. You're listening to a song and you swear you know it, but you don't know it and you want to know what it is. Most modern phones can identify songs with just a tap. On iPhones, you can use Siri to do it. On Androids, you can use Google Assistant. And you can literally just say, "What's this song?" And your phone basically handles the mystery. And every time I do that, I find it to just be so cool. And here's an additional cool factor. You can try it when you're watching TV, and if there's a song in the background, it can pick that up too. And here's an even additional pro tip. You can add identified songs from this method to a separate playlist that you can go back and you can explore later. And I've even heard that you can sing or hum and it's possible for the song to be identified that way. But I will admit, I've never had any luck doing that. I'm guessing I just have a really terrible voice or something like that.
You know what? I think people know about Shazam, but all of those things you just mentioned are really things that I never heard. What about organizing things like documents? I always see people taking pictures of receipts, for example, yeah. But is there a better way to keep track of those things?
Yeah, there really is. Phones nowadays have built-in document scanners. So if you're using an iPhone, you can open the Notes app, you can hit the camera, you can select scan documents. And what this does is rather than just capture an image, it takes the image, it flattens it, it straightens it, and it turns it into a PDF without any separate app. This is much better than just taking an image, and it's something you can really easily attach to emails or use in other places if the need arises.
You know what? I am going to listen to our conversation again later and take notes. We'll get this posted at WGNradio.com. About what you just said, though, a picture can work too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Picture works in a pinch, but when the picture is a PDF, and it, in that way, it becomes one step to upload it to an email or a text message when you need it later. And it's just much better doing it that way than just taking a photo.
All right, let's talk about smartwatches. They're about more than just counting steps, and everybody uses them for that.
Yeah, people do use them as the pedometer, but if you, let's say, and I tend to focus on Apple Watches because that's what I use, but if you have an Apple Watch, you can use it to find your phone. You can swipe up, you can tap the phone icon, and your phone will chirp, and it'll even chirp if the ringer is off on your phone, which is really, really cool. That never gets old. And many watches have built-in walkie-talkie-like functions, which is perfect for finding someone in a noisy place. And no matter what the situation, talking into your phone to someone else always makes me feel like an 80s action star. And I don't hate that.
And what about other health-related features like heart rate and alerts for medical issues on your watch?
Yeah, it's really, really important. And honestly, Bob, people have come to rely on these in big ways in the past several years. You know, features that track your heart rate, flag irregular rhythms, notice if you've suffered a fall. They can even call emergency services if it senses that you're unable to respond. You can track your sleep, and that's really helpful in picking up patterns over time. Just to point out, none of this is intended to replace going to the doctor, which I think a lot of medical professionals worry about. But the wow factor here is that there are stories everywhere out there of watches that have picked up on things that people have used to inform their doctors. And if you think of it like that, it's a pretty amazing ecosystem.
Yeah. And what about using voice? People like to ask for the weather, which is important, but what else is there?
Oh, there's so much you can do. You can set reminders, and it can be any reminder. You can say, remind me to water the plants at 5 p.m. You can dictate your messages hands-free just by saying, read me my latest text message, or ask it to read your latest email. Voice tech is truly like having a sidekick with you.
So if you want to take some time on your own and figure this stuff out, is it about going to settings and just scrolling around there? Is that how you discover all this?
That is a big part of it. But in this case, what you need to do mostly is go to the settings in the specific apps to see what's possible. So when you go to like voice recognition, you can find out things like allow me to identify music or things like that. So yeah, a lot of it is settings. But quite honestly, this is the kind of settings where I actually look forward to doing. This is less of a chore and more of a, wow, once I do this, how am I ever going to go back to the old way?
We will get to camera tricks and also a Genius Bar question for Scott Kleinberg momentarily. This is Tuesdays with Scott. Scott Kleinberg, social media strategist. Let's talk about camera tricks that might surprise us, Scott, since everybody is taking those selfies and more these days.
Yeah, yeah. Phones today offer things like portrait mode that like blurs the background in a very artistic way. You can use night mode to optimize the camera for the lowest light. And depending on the make and the model, there's even the ability to remove unwanted objects from photos with one click right in the gallery. And you can scan QR codes instantly with your camera. This is a big one. You don't need a special app anymore. So try this sometime. If you're watching TV and a commercial pops up and there's a QR code, you can point your phone right at the TV and be taken directly at the web to the website.
Yeah, we've come a long way since Photoshop, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness. Photoshop seems like 30 years ago.
And then we hear about automation. What does it really mean in this case?
It really just means letting your phone handle little chores, like you can set routines, you can have the lights turn on when you unlock the door, or you can send an automatic text to someone if you're running late. There's Apple Shortcuts and Google has routines, and that's a really good place to start. There's like a list of things you can do. For example, I have automation set up for smart lights that go on and off depending on the time of day. And these are the things that, you know, you use it once and you wonder, you know, how did you ever get by without it? That feeling happens a lot.
Yeah, more now than ever. So is watching a video while you're texting a new thing?
You can call it newish or maybe new adjacent. They call it picture in picture. That terminology isn't new, but if you swipe up while a video is playing, the video shrinks into a tinier window so you can keep working on whatever you're doing around you. Tablets and some phones also do split screen, which is really a little bit different, but there you can check email and you can browse the internet at the same time.
How did you discover all this, Scott? were you cheating? Did you have a crib sheet, or did you really just do the research on your own devices?
Honestly, this is funny. I did the research on my own, but the picture-in-picture thing with the video, I found that completely by mistake because I was annoyed that I opened a video when I was trying to do something. So I swiped up in anger to get rid of the video, and the video got smaller. So then I realized that there's this separate window and this separate feature. So that was a very happy accident.
That's funny. What about maps? There are some pretty cool features with the maps, aren't there?
Yeah, there really are. Phones nowadays have a feature where you can share your real-time location with someone. It wouldn't do it for everybody, of course, but for someone, you know, special. If you're running late, if you can send a link and friends can see your progress. And the links can last all the time. They can last for a few hours. And you can even download maps ahead of a trip so you don't need cell service. They're called offline maps, and then you just have it in your phone.
Pretty cool stuff. Any final advice?
Yeah. I would say, you know, kind of going back to what you were saying before, it's been my experience over the years that the best new features, a lot of them are the ones you find by accident. So I would say don't be afraid to explore. You know, take a few minutes once in a while, often enough to poke around the settings, like we were saying, or try a new app. And, you know, we were saying that we consider the settings to be a chore because there's so many things to look at. And that's true. But some of it is boring and some of it is I really had no idea that I could do that.
Yeah, so much to learn. That will bring us to our Genius Bar question for Scott Kleinberg this week, and here it is. Does it help my battery if I delete all prior texts and phone calls?
That is a great question. The simple answer is no. And that is because stored data like that, when your phone is at rest, is not going to consume battery power in a significant way. The only time battery power is affected there is if your storage is nearly full. But if your storage is nearly full, speed and performance will be a big issue. So there are other ways to preserve battery life, but unfortunately, clearing out memory is not going to be one of those.
Well, I think a lot of folks are going to want to hear this conversation again or send this to someone who can use it. So later on, just go to the Surratt Show page at WGNradio.com and you will find it there. Scott Kleinberg, thank you. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.